Part 6 of Healing the Inner Child by Grantley Morris of the netburst.net/DID website. Alters eventually need to realize that they are indeed alters. And with some alters, the sooner they are told, the happier they will be. But as will become clearer later, one must be very prayerful about how and when to tell them. Here's what I tell older alters, to help them understand who they are. Simpler language is needed for young alters. Through no fault of your own, you suffered something very traumatic. It is probably your first memory. This was so upsetting that it caused a temporary form of amnesia. With this type of memory loss, you don't forget all of the past, only part of it. In fact, you recall some of the past so vividly that it seems to be much more recent than it actually is. It's rather like being Rip Van Winkle, who slept for years, and when he woke up, what seemed like yesterday was actually many years ago. The world had moved on without him being aware of it. It might be, for instance, that today's date is much later than you suppose. What year do you think this is? I can show you a calendar or newspaper to prove to you the correct date if you wish. You probably also lost memory of your life before the trauma. Even if you have a good memory up until the present, there are probably many years of childhood memories that you are currently cut off from. You are presently conscious of an important, irreplaceable part of you, but there is more to you than you are presently aware of. You have memories that you cannot currently access because the trauma you suffered caused you to become disconnected from the rest of yourself. You disconnected in a courageous attempt to protect the rest of you from dealing with the upsetting experience you suffered. But since that event, the rest of you has gained information and skills that will comfort you and allow you to heal. Though you have fractured, this brokenness can be restored. Other parts of you can tell you things about you that you currently don't know. Better still, those memories and skills you have temporarily lost will become your very own when you reconnect with the rest of you. Other parts of you might seem like other people, but they share your body. This disconnectedness has previously caused isolated parts of you to have little awareness of you or little understanding of who you are. This lack of understanding could have caused them to treat you with less love and respect than you deserve. If so, this is most unfortunate, and they probably already regret their mistake, and as they get to know you, they will certainly regret any hurt they have caused. It is hard to conceive of a more tortured existence than that of an alter living in an adult body, and yet trapped in the years of childhood. When treated kindly and wisely, alters can find total relief, but unless they receive the attention and comfort they deserve, their pain will never end this side of the grave. Moreover, unless people with alters learn how to avoid making things worse, they will almost inevitably create still more sources of suffering for their already severely traumatized alters. No matter how much people might despise the fact that they have alters, they must face the obvious reality that no one can have peace while a part of him or her is reeling in pain. To live in denial and ignore the needs of one's alters will only perpetuate and quite possibly intensify one's anguish. We will look at how to give alters the help and comfort they need. For insight into how much child alters typically suffer, try vividly imagining being in the following endless nightmare. You are 3 years old and have not only suffered deeply damaging trauma, you are endlessly reliving it. As if this were not enough torment, you are trapped in an adult body, which results in the perpetual horror of you being as real as anyone else and yet treated as nothing. You are despised by all of the few people in the world who are vaguely aware of you, and you are sure their reaction proves you are a hideous freak. You cannot let a single person see you play or giggle or cry. If anyone you know of catches a glimpse of you acting your age, he or she will ignorantly but sincerely conclude that you are literally insane, or at the very least, abnormal. Even children think it weird to see an adult acting like a child, and children are usually quick to speak their mind. So you dare not talk to anyone or even let them chance upon seeing you act in any way that for you is natural. You feel forced to all sorts of extremes in order to hide yourself from everyone, and yet you have the desperate human need to end the psychologically damaging isolation. Moreover, how can you avoid making your embarrassing presence felt? You might not even be potty trained. Imagine, if you dare, the implications of someone in an adult body having that problem. You might not have grasped that when people see you, they see the body of an adult. The common blindness of alters to the true nature of the body they live in is only slightly more extreme than that of a dangerously thin anorexic seeing herself as fat. If you believe you have a child's body when you don't, you won't understand people's disgust at you acting as a child, and so you will take their reaction even more personally. And if you live in the body of a menstruating woman, you will be disturbed that someone very close to you bleeds. No one has ever explained to you that this is not a life-threatening illness. If you have grasped that it is your body that is bleeding, you could be even more distressed. And having the body of a sexually mature woman might subject you to sexual advances that terrify you. It might be that the one person hardest to be utterly invisible to, the host person in whose adult body you live, the one who best understands you and should be your greatest ally, finds you such an embarrassment that he or she hates you and, it seems, would literally kill you, given half the chance. You have not only a normal child's craving for hugs and touch, but your trauma accentuates this need. Nevertheless, you either find yourself in the body of a person who doesn't get nearly the degree of touch that you as a distressed child need, or you are sentenced to live in the body of a married person who receives touch that is traumatically inappropriate for a child. More alarming still, sexual abuse is quite likely the very trauma that made you an alter in the first place. You could find yourself repeatedly exposed to movies, conversations, and behavior that might be acceptable for adults, but are deeply upsetting or even terrifying for a three-year-old. To magnify every source of agony, you find yourself, through no fault of your own, in the devastating predicament of being unable to grow up. This means that unless someone at last recognizes your needs and helps you mature mentally, you must suffer all this loneliness, rejection, and devastatingly low self-esteem, not merely for the length of a normal childhood, but for 20, 30, 40, or more years. It can be deeply disturbing when you finally learn that you are actually part of a much older person. Suddenly, you no longer feel that you know who you are. How should you act now that you know you are not really a child, but you still feel like one, and you still like doing what others regard as childish things? Realizing that you are decades older than you thought could mean the shattering of many cherished dreams. So much you had hoped for as a child has either already passed or you now know can never happen. It's not just young alters that can suffer greatly from the way their hosts or other people treat them. Consider, for example, an average man who has an alter who believes he is female. Imagine how that alter would be treated, both by the man and by everyone else.